guys, welcome back to another episode of Think Your Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and I am so excited about our guest today because this is a very, very cool technology, guys, that we're going to be talking about today, and it has to do with water. So if you're sipping on some water now or anything that contains water in it, I'm sure this is going to be very interesting for you, but I can't wait to dive in. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the CEO of Neuros Technologies, Mario Branovic. Welcome to the show, Mario. I'm so excited to host you.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure for me to be here and to tell the story of this amazing, really truly amazing technology that has the potential to improve overall health of an entire planet, if you can imagine. And we're going to jump on all the details, but I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this wonderful story.
Oh no, the honor is truly mine, and I cannot wait to learn all about the science. Everyone listening, we were talking a little bit, Mario and I, before the episode started, and I was just telling him, I'm like, I don't know anything about this, so you're going to have to really explain it to me, you know, in layman terms and do a deep dive. So before we dive in, Mario, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career and what got you into this route and going down this road, creating NLMA?
So I was always very much passionate about health and wellness. I always kind of knew that God created our bodies perfectly. So there is this extraordinary innate ability of our bodies to rebuild, to regenerate, to revitalize. And I was always very passionate about finding ways to assist that natural process in a powerful way. This whole thing led me to, I opened a natural pharmaceutical company, which I ran for years, and was a truly, truly gratifying experience because very rarely you have an opportunity to doing something truly improve someone's health and well-being. And I managed to do this for really large numbers of people, and I'm super happy and I was super grateful to be the part of the whole process. So for years, I did that. I really built the company and I offered it to the world and offered all the medicines. And then after a while, I decided that it's time to move on. So I sold the whole company to Walgreens. And after that, I was kind of thinking, if I'm ever going to really jump into something, it would really have to be something for the highest good of all. Something that would help humans, something that will help animals, something that will help plants, and something that will help environment as a whole. It was a really tall order, but NLMA project, this project, actually ticked all the boxes. And in such a way that everyone in the company feel that we are serving this water, not the other way around. Because when you witness such profound effects on basically biology of any, really, we expose this water to many biological systems. And when you witness such profound positive changes, you cannot kind of be indifferent and you just want to do its justice. This is at least what I'm kind of trying to do, just to do everything in my power to send the message of it to the world so that everyone can get the benefit.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I think when I first used NLMA and I was experimenting, you know, as a consumer, you know, playing around with it, I was like so fascinated because in the scientific perspective, I've heard a little bit about how you can change ionic properties and stuff of whatever you're working with water or any liquid. Like I've seen it somewhere. I don't remember where. I used to watch the Discovery Channel a lot, so I don't know where I saw it. Could be anywhere, but I didn't really understand what the technology here was. And so I want to learn all about what made you guys look at water and want to approach it in this way? Like, what was the real beginning of that aha moment?
It's such an actually awesome question. The whole process started 15 years ago. So Dr. Eric Larker and Dolph Zantinge, they're two Dutch scientists, and they came together for something that will kind of maybe seem weird to people, but they actually came together to find the secret to life. And they actually, in the beginning, they picked up a lab of a famous German scientist called Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. He developed this biophoton technology. So every living thing exudes these tiny particles of light, which are called biophotons. And you need very sophisticated technology that can actually capture every single biophoton. The more biophotons any biological system exudes, more vitality it has. So in the beginning, we actually had 1 acre greenhouse in the Netherlands where we're performing various experiments on plants.
Right.
And very soon in our research, we realized that when you change water in some way, biophoton emissions of plants rise actually pretty dramatically. So we realized there is something extraordinary here that haven't been paid too much attention to. So to cut a very long story short, we realized that water on this planet currently exists in what we call a chaotic state. So it's still H2O, but those same H2O molecules, they actually move randomly and they crash into each other constantly. But since all of this is happening on an atomic level, nobody is really aware of that. We found a way to bring order into that chaos. When you use an NLEMA, what happens is that those same chaotic H2O molecules start connecting and linking together, and they form a liquid crystalline structure. Through you actually have a liquid crystal in your glass, and then you drink it. And through this unique process, water becomes alive. It becomes empowered, and it can do so much for our health and wellness. We truly believe that this is the way nature intended water to be.
Yeah.
Because when we exposed it to all biological systems, we tested it, as I mentioned, on humans, on plants, on animals, and on the environment, results were always incredible. I always like to tell this story to kind of explain to people in one way how they can at least make a real connection and they can see what this actually is. When you take a light bulb of 5 watts, it will give you some light. But if you take a 5-watt laser, which is a coherent form of light, you can actually drill a hole through your table. So the same power, but it's the focus of it, the coherence of it makes the entire difference. That's why we call this water full spectrum coherent water, because water molecules enter in this very particular state and then its true power is being unleashed.
That's interesting. So you said that it forms a crystalline structure, the water molecules.
Yes.
So they link up and they form a continuous like array of bonds, or how does that, what do you mean when you say that?
Exactly that. So you don't have a chaos where every H2O molecule moves by itself and for itself.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a H2O, you have, it's like there are two small hands, so to speak, on the molecule, and they start joining hands. So then all of the molecules within the glass that you're treating, all of them join hands. So you are not actually getting chaos of molecules. You're getting a very harmonious experience, if you can imagine, within the glass. And the water moves in harmony with itself.
Wow. So I'm curious, because when I think about water, right, I think about hydrogen forces, basically, right? Hydrogen bonding and stuff. And those are very weak bonds that are innately there. And I'm wondering how this works with, does it matter if the water like that we're treating with NLEMA, like the wand, if it's in a glass or if it's in a, like a plastic cup, or does that matter at all, like in terms of like what the reservoir is that it's being held in, or does that not play a role at all?
Actually, no. So in any container you put it, it will work the same. And not only that, if the liquid has H2O molecules, it doesn't even need to be water. You can actually bring wine or beer or juice or whatever you're using. If it has H2O molecules in it, they will connect in this very special liquid crystalline structure. And then you get the additional benefit of it. The studies that we did really are something biologically remarkable happens when people drink this water. It really is special that way.
Yeah, please to tell us more about the studies as well, because I'm very curious now about
totally. So the first human study that we did, since I have to kind of make one step back to explain to people how we actually came to it.
Yeah.
So we realized that water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy frequency and vibration, which is really interesting. I would say the biggest scientist of all times, Nikola Tesla, he actually said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy frequency and vibration.
Yes.
And water is at the very heart of it, because it is absorbing, receiving, storing, and transmitting energy frequency and vibration. So anyhow, we realized that water is always going to pick up the dominant frequency of its environment, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So if it's a positive frequency, water is going to absorb it. If it's a negative frequency, water is going to absorb it. When we realized this in our research, our whole quest was to create the most dominant dominant positive frequency water there is.
Yeah.
This is where we actually went down the rabbit hole. And after years of research, we created what we now call the mother water.
Wow.
And
wow.
The mother water is the water that exists in this crystal vial. You have your analemma so you know how it looks. It's a crystal vial filled with mother water and it has a holder on the top. So what you actually do is you submerge the vial with the mother water inside and you swirl within the cup. And as I mentioned, since water always going to pick up the most dominant frequency or its environment, when you submerge the analemma into the cup or the glass and start swirling, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to it starts to mimic its exact structure.
Wow.
So when you swirl for 30 seconds, you in effect actually get a glass of mother water.
Wow.
And then you drink it. But this is also something that people usually don't get, which is really kind of mind-blowing. Take a look at the human body. We are actually, human body is 70% water in mass.
Yeah.
But 99% in molecules. We only have 1% of heavy molecules. 99% of all our molecules are actually very light water molecules. We're basically very clever H2O.
Right.
It really is fascinating.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I was going to say that's such an interesting way to look at that because, yeah, people know about the 70%, but we never really discuss the real molecular.
And since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, when you actually take a sip of NLM water and you're 99% water in molecules, then your entire biology enters into a state of coherence. Why am I saying this? This was just a long introduction into our first human study. So since this water is an electromagnetic phenomenon, we were wondering, okay, what's the most electromagnetic part of our biology that we can very accurately measure? And it's actually our brainwaves.
Right.
Brainwaves are electromagnetic in nature, and you can very accurately measure all of the changes. So what we actually did a double-blind study, and it was a gold standard study because we took two genetically identical twins.
Yeah.
This is the best way to do a study because you have two genetically identical individuals. So there cannot be a fault. What happens to one should definitely happen to the other.
Exactly.
Because they're genetically identical. So what we did, we gave the twins water to drink. One was NLM water, the other one was regular water. We put QEEG equipment on their heads and we monitored what's going to happen in real time. The doctor administering the water didn't know which one was which, and twins didn't know which one was which. They just received a glass of water. And the twin that took regular water, basically nothing happened with the brainwaves. Everything stayed the same. But almost as soon as the twin that took a sip of NLM water, there was an instant better connection between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain, an instant harmonizing effect on the brainwaves.
Wow.
Which was truly remarkable because it happened so fast. This is the fastest result in all of our studies that we've seen because you just have to take a sip.
So it was like creating what, like a bridge then, I guess, between like, I mean, I'm trying to think of like the how the brain works because the two hemispheres interact, but like you won't see just confluent changes. Like you won't see like, you know, one signal. It's always like very messy when you look at a brain, you know.
It is definitely is messy, but this is the thing. Yeah. When you take a sip of NLM water, there is a harmonic coherence that happens, which is very measurable.
Yeah.
There is an instant harmonizing effect on it. And this was the first very tangible proof that something biologically remarkable happens when you expose this water to people. What we did actually 3 weeks later, we repeated the experiment, but we gave, it was the same double-blind thing with the same twins, but we gave NLM water to the other twin. We just wanted to see, just to repeat and to reinforce the findings. And lo and behold, as soon as the other twin took NLM water, we saw exactly the same phenomenon as we did the first study with the other twin now. There was an instant better connection between the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, an instant harmonizing effect on the brain waves. While now the first twin took a sip of regular water and it was nothing.
Wow.
So that was really powerful and irrefutable evidence that something really profound is happening here. So this was just the first study that we did because we kind of needed to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to jump one step back to kind of make an introduction to the second human study that we did. As I talked earlier, we did experiments on plants early on in our research, and we realized when you change the water that you water the plants with, biophoton emissions change dramatically. So the tomatoes that we were growing with NLM water, they actually exuded anywhere between 60 and 200% more light every single time. When you compare it to the tomatoes, the same type of tomato, same way of growing, but we just use regular water. So there is immediately a huge, huge, huge difference in the vitality. So we wanted to see how can we measure that in humans, because you cannot, there aren't technology big enough at the moment to measure biophoton emissions at humans in an accurate way. So we were kind of trying to think of a way how to measure vitality. And we actually decided that we are going to measure ATP. ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the primary energy currency of the cell. It's directly responsible for powering the majority of cellular processes in our body, including the muscle contraction, nerve impulse transmission, biochemical reactions. Every heartbeat, every breath depends on ATP. It's a very accurate measure of our overall state of our overall energy. So it's the state of your mitochondrial function, so to speak.
Right.
So this is what we did. We did a double-blind placebo-controlled study where the participants in the study drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without changing anything else in the world. So didn't change their exercise regime, didn't change the diet. Everything else stayed the same. The only thing that changed in their life was the water they was drinking. So we actually employed luciferase, which is an enzyme that catalyzes light production in bioluminescent organisms. And due to its extraordinary sensitivity, you can very accurately measure ATP levels in humans. So we took this method, which is really well studied. We took a snapshot of ATP levels in participants in the study. Then, as I mentioned, they drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without changing anything else in the world for 2 months. And after 2 months, we took another snapshot of ATP levels to see whether something changed.
Yeah.
And what we saw is a 20% rise in overall mitochondrial energy of the body over the placebo. So when you calculate the placebo in, that's almost 1/3 of entire energy of the body has risen just by drinking this water. And we are not talking about here about Red Bull energy.
We're talking about cellular
actual energy. And this has profound implications on basically any area of health.
Yeah, it does.
Really any area of health.
Absolutely. That's so amazing. And it makes me really interested in what's going on with the water and the interaction with all of the different molecular level things that we have going on. Like you had mentioned ATP, and I keep thinking Krebs cycle, and how does all of this fit into like how energy is actually generated in terms of, are we making more ATP? Is that even possible? It's interesting because water, when I learned in biochemistry, it's a donor and an acceptor, you know, of electrons. So I'm wondering in the crystalline structure, like what's going on that's causing it to behave like this. That's the interesting part, because that would change everything about how it interacts with other molecules in the body, like how it interacts proteins, a lot of things. So it's a very fascinating thought, a multifaceted level with human physiology, because changing water would change literally every single thing.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. We realize that water is the most fundamental level of our existence. When you change that, entire biology follows. And we proved it in short term, we proved it in long term. So I just have to emphasize one thing about ATP. Scientists now agree that the key cause of cellular aging is the decline in mitochondrial function.
Yeah.
And we proved through this double-blind placebo-controlled study, which is actually going to be published very soon, that there is a more than significant rise in mitochondrial function.
Yeah.
This has profound effects, of course, on your whole website. It talks about skin health. So there is an extraordinary effect in skin repair regeneration with ATP. So ATP is very deeply involved in synthesis of collagen and elastin and other structural proteins which are essential for maintaining skin elasticity and firmness. So there is a huge protective element there. Which is also one other very interesting thing about ATP. Usually people connect ATP to muscle contraction because athletes usually use extra ATP because it gives them more energy. Good. But most people aren't aware that the biggest spender of ATP in our body is actually our brain.
Yeah.
25% of all of our energy, if you can imagine, goes just to feeding the brain. For one neuron to send an impulse to a neighboring cell, it needs to hydrolyze 1 billion ATP molecules, and there are billions of neurons. And also, high ATP levels are very much connected to higher cognitive performance. So high ATP levels are really connected to any area of health, skin health, a muscle contraction or athletic performance, a cognitive performance. Everything is basically connected down to ATP.
Absolutely. This is very fascinating, though, because I have been really following the scene with skincare, for example. We had brought it up, and a lot of people are going to products that have like NAD, right? NAD plus, and they're infused with them and or whatever. They're taking it orally, but it always comes down to your ATP production. Yes. That's something that might be useful for the listeners, is if you are using products with NAD plus, it's important to understand that NAD plus is just a cofactor in the synthesis of ATP. So when you look at ATP production overall, there's things out there, right, in the market that are supposed to aid in the production of ATP or that are, you know, synergistic with it. But this is going to change ATP directly, right? The levels
exactly.
of ATP that you have. Yeah.
Exactly. You really nailed it on the head, because the way I see this water is an ultimate 100% natural biohack. You have to drink water anyhow. And by drinking this water, you're actually really in changing your biology in a powerful way. So it really has a profound effect. So maybe we can jump on the next study that we, human study actually, that we did.
Yeah.
So there is a great correlation. Science in the last couple of decades actually has made a connection between the state of our microbiome and basically any area of human health. So we're not talking about just digestive health. We're talking about immune health, cardiovascular health, neurological health. Everything actually comes back to the microbiome. We like to think of ourselves as single species, but nothing could be further from the truth. We're actually an ecosystem. We live in symbiosis with trillions of microorganisms. If you can imagine, there are up to 300 times more microbial genes than human genes in human body.
Yeah.
So this equilibrium is extraordinarily important. And we knew this. So we decided to do a study. We did a double-blind, placebo-controlled study where we measured what is called the dysbiosis index of the microbiome. So dysbiosis index measures the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. Mm. So again, it was a double-blind, placebo-controlled study where we took a snapshot of people's microbiome. Then they drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without changing anything else in their world. And after 2 months, we did another snapshot to see what happened. And what we saw is the 17% rise on the overall dysbiosis index over the placebo. And the key element there is that not only there was this change, which is truly profound, this equilibrium effect happened, but positive bacteria went up and negative bacteria went down. So the effect of this is actually extraordinary. One of the effects on skin are incredible. There is this thing called the gut-skin axis, which is really, really, really profound, because the bacteria in our gut are sending this signaling molecules to our skin, and they're actually either preventing or promoting levels of inflammation. So all cellular age, it's very much connected to the ATP as well, because wrinkles and the problems with hair, any problem with skin actually either starts in the microbiome or with mitochondrial health. And we proved that both actually change profoundly when you drink this water. Also, one other thing which is truly, truly, truly important. People nowadays talk a lot about serotonin.
Yeah.
How serotonin is extraordinarily connected to the state of your mood.
Yeah.
And do you know that 95% of serotonin is being created in the gut by our microbiome?
Wow.
And it's being delivered from our gut through the gut-brain axis to our brain. So the state of your microbiome doesn't only affect the state of your skin or the level of your immunity, or it doesn't even just stay in the digestion. It actually has a profound effect on your mood. It has a profound effect on how you experience yourself, how you experience the world. So it's so important to keep the state of our microbiome at the more than optimum level, because if you really take care of your microbiome, you're basically taking care of any area of your health.
Exactly. No, I really find that to be very fascinating, because I've always been very fascinated with the gut microbiota, because we are now talking about things. They're coming into light, these axes and these, for example, gut, skin, gut, brain. But really, if you think about it, there's for many, many years, many scientists across the world have always said that you have two brains. One is in your gut and one is in your head.
And that's
coming to light now. It's like people are starting to understand, you know, with all of these different problems, like leaky gut is a very big problem, especially in the Western world. We eat so much food that is damaging our normal protective layers in our gut. And a lot of that, if you think about it, it really goes back to like not only what you're eating, but also like what you're drinking. You know, a lot of times people are drinking like these dark sodas and these darker beverages that actually cause direct damage. Even if you're drinking water, you don't know if that's helping or not. There's no correlation studies that have been published that I know of that talk about water's role, you know what I mean, in like fixing something like leaky gut or like, you know, helping it along. And I am really curious now, because from what you've just told me, if this water could help kind of accelerate the process of our natural healing for the gut, this would be profound in so many different ways, because your gut, it's impacting everything, your liver, your spleen, your heart, your lungs, skin, brain, everything, because things are absorbed through the small intestines. And that's what people are, I think we as consumers, we don't understand that it's not just about, did I eat too much fat? Did I eat too much, enough protein? Did I do that? No, it's also about how are you consuming what you're consuming and what are the molecular properties of what you're consuming? Because that's what leads to chronic inflammation. I think I read like an article. It was like, I don't remember, I think it was a science article, but they were talking about, for example, like with what we're eating, because it's so processed these days, what actually happens is that food will sit in your gut because it's not, well, it'll sit in your stomach, kind of like gastroparesis, you know, it'll sit there. And when it gets to your actual intestinal tract, it will attract neutrophils and leukocytes and all of these cells that are supposed to come out when there's something necrotic that needs to be decayed. And that's scary when you think about it, but that's the truth. That's what happens these days with all of the processed foods we're eating. So when you're telling me about the water, my mind is automatically going to, how do we prepare our food? The water that we're using to boil our pasta in or our food in, all of these things would play a role, I feel like.
Very much so. The state of our microbiome is beyond crucial for health. And I'm so happy that you actually understand this. There aren't so many people that understand the importance of it. There is another element there, which is really kind of now slowly it's being started to be kind of talked about. The key issue is what kind of toxins are being used in growing of our food. So the number one pesticide that is being used all over the planet is glyphosate. It was an antibiotic. They actually registered it as an antibiotic. And people are constantly every single day eating fruits and veggies, which are drenched in glyphosate. And what happens is that it directly impacts the state of your microbiome. Because what is an antibiotic? Antibiotic is the thing that kills bacteria. All of them, good and the bad. Yeah. And now we're having an epidemic, and which is really, I'm just going to mention, in 2022, they did a study on 1,000 people that have issues with depression. And with all of them, they found the same problem of the bacteria in their gut. And they've actually realized that glyphosate, for some reason, it happened that way, that it targets especially those bacteria that create 5-HTP, that create serotonin, that create GABA, which are really hugely important for the state of our mood. So yeah. This even emphasizes more that we need to take care of our microbiome if we are going to have healthy lives.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's the very interesting part about the microbiome. You actually brought such an excellent point about the antibiotics. And the reason I kind of cringe when I hear about people talking about the microbiome is because they always talk about either the bacteria are there or they're not. You know, it's very similar to what you were saying with antibiotics, where they kill everything. Well, that's also how I think people are thinking about the microbiome, where it's like either you need to populate it with enough bacteria or nothing else, you know, but you're not talking about the molecular interactions that these bacteria are having with every form of tissue around them. So they obviously, they impact each other by secreting molecules and secreting signals, but they also tell your actual tissue what to do. So like your normal living healthy cells are impacted by what these microbes, what the signals they're sending out. And those signals largely depend on their overall health. So if you're sick, right? Like if you're a person that's sick and you're standing next to somebody, you're obviously going to transmit whatever is causing your ailment, right? And that's the same way that the micro world works. You know, everything that is in proximity is impacted by that one bacteria that's at the center of it, and so on and so forth. That's the same way cancer cells work. That's the same way normal cells work. Whatever cell or thing is in pain, it will transmit that to everything around it. And so that's when I feel like this conversation, it becomes a lot more than just, do we have enough healthy bacteria or not? It's not about that. It's about, are we keeping those bacteria healthy? Are we really aiding them in not only being there, but being prosperous and doing what they're supposed to do and being healthy for everything around them? And so I think it's just a very different conversation that needs to be had around the microbiome at this point. It doesn't have to be just, did you eradicate the good bacteria or not? It should more be about, did you supply those good bacteria with what they need and really keep them intact?
Well, I agree with you 100%. And that's why drinking the right kind of water and lemon water helps, and fermented foods that actually helps to, so you repopulate and you actually support the health of your microbiome in so many ways. The key element also there is, that's why I love what Analemma water has, this harmonizing effect. It creates this equilibrium where the bad bacteria go down and the good bacteria go up. Because if you have large populations of bad bacteria, they're actually leaking toxins, which are entering into your bloodstream, and they're making havoc everywhere. Yeah. So one of the really kind of, if we are talking about dermatitis or acne or inflammation or even psoriasis, all of this is actually coming from, and it's very much connected to our microbiome and overall state of health. So if you want to treat skin in the right way, you cannot avoid talking about microbiome. That's why it's so important.
Right. Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I think this is truly fascinating stuff. You're really at the cutting edge. If you can optimize water, I should say, right? I mean, this is the optimal form of water that you're creating with the crystalline structure. I'm really curious to see 20 years down the road if there's any cohort studies. I mean, are you guys doing any cohort studies or planning to do any? Because that'd be really...
We plan a lot, just so you know. We mentioned a microbiome. We're now actually doing a deep dive. We're just about to pull the trigger on a much larger study where we're really going down the rabbit hole with it. We're actually doing entire DNA sequencing of an entire microbiome, because science has now pinpointed the exact pathway by which any species of bacteria has an effect on any particular area of health. So we really want to map out the entire microbiome and do the whole tree of effects on health. So it's a really big study. We're really happy about it because we will really have a deep insight into what this water does on so many levels. So I'm super thrilled about that whole thing. We're doing many studies in many directions. We can only do so much. So we plan a lot. You mentioned NAD. We also are starting where we're measuring just the rise of NAD within our body just by drinking the water. As you very eloquently mentioned, there is a great correlation between ATP and NAD.
Yeah.
So we expect there is going to be a significant rise there, which is really cool. People are now kind of all into NMN and on NR and all these other substances which raise NAD level. And this is such a kind of simple thing, water. You drink it every day, you need it every day, and it has such a profound effect on any area of our biology. It's really nice. So we just are, again, doing double-blind placebo-controlled studies where we are going to prove the effects of the water on various areas of our biology.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see it because I'm really excited with what you guys have discovered. And this is so I feel like so fundamental. I mean, it could change so many things, not just, you know, when you're ingesting water, but I was even thinking, Mario, you know, on the level of topical products that we create in the industry, if you could use this water to create cosmetic formulations and stuff, what that would do to skin cells on the surface as well. People talk about things like hydration levels and, you know, whatever with the skin, right? And they always market their products with this idea of, well, it increases your hydration by 50% or 70% or whatever. But but that also depends on how water interacts with your skin cell receptors.
Most definitely.
Things like aquaporins and stuff, you know? So,
yeah. But you know what's interesting? I love that you mentioned this because we're actually going in a different route. Since, you know, 99% of our molecules are water. And we were kind of hypothesizing and like playing with the idea, what would happen if a person would lay down in NLM water for half an hour?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's interesting, since we created this whole house system where people can just install it in the piping system of your house and you don't have to swirl. And the whole problem with taking a bath is that you would have to use your wand for half an hour to make the whole bathtub coherent. But with a whole house system, you just open your faucet and it's there. But anyhow, to come back to what I was saying, we actually connected to Hydrate Spa in San Diego and Dr. Greg Lane and my dear friend David Perez, since they already have the equipment to measure various vitals before and after, and they already have bathtub systems. We actually are doing a 100 people study where we're measuring cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and more importantly, heart rate variability. If when just people take a bath in LM water, and I can tell you our minds were blown just by half an hour of taking a bath in NLM water, every single person in the study experienced a rise in cardiac output, stroke volume, improvement in blood viscosity, and again, more importantly, heart rate variability. The minimum rise in heart rate variability we saw in the study is 30%.
Wow.
And if anybody is familiar with heart rate variability, it's a very accurate indicator of longevity, very, and also overall health. But it's really connected to the whole longevity factor.
So even cardiac output, I was immediately like, my attention's on the cardiac output, because it's like people don't understand, but your cardiac output declines with age, no matter who you are, no matter how healthy you are, no matter what you do. With age, you will have decreased cardiac output levels. You know what I mean? And so if we go below 35%, that's when we diagnose people with congestive heart failure. So you want to keep yours above 60, really, 60%. Like, that's where we want to be. And if we can maintain that into ages of like 70, 80 year old people, that is going to immediately increase longevity. That's crazy. Wow.
And you know what's interesting? We actually wanted to see what's going to happen with people that already have pretty high cardiac output. So we took one of really prominent athletes, one of really, really, really powerful athletes, and even their cardiac output increased when they took a bath of NLM water. So which we are actually going to be doing studies with athletes now to see the increase in athletic performance just by bathing in NLM water. But you know, it really makes sense, since like I mentioned, 99% of our molecules are water. And whenever you expose, water is always going to pick up the most dominant frequency of its environment. So when you stay submerged in NLM water for half an hour, there has to be changes in your biology that are very, very, very measurable. And this is what we did. So we're really excited about that aspect of the whole thing as well.
No, I'm very excited for you. This is truly revolutionary. And I'm so excited that you're doing this work, Mario. This is amazing stuff. And for anyone listening, I really, really encourage you guys, check out NLM and get the wand. I've been using it. I love it. It's very easy to use as well. That's another thing I think for consumers, we're always looking for, you know, we want to try wellness products, but it's the ease of use. And I feel like this is just such an easy way to take it with you anywhere you go. It comes in a metal containment so that you're not going to damage it, but you take it wherever. You can mix your water bottle, whether it's a plastic bottle or whatever, and just have it with you and try it yourself. So I really encourage people, check it out. I've been loving mine, and I'm so excited that you guys are doing cardiac studies. That's so cool. You know,
I mean, really, there are excited. So many. I'm telling you, there are so many ways we can go, and we just barely scratched the surface of the beauty of this.
This is, you know, I want to see like things like eventually, I don't know if you guys will end up doing it, but I would love to see things like vascular permeability and just blood vessels. Like, are they constricting? Are they dilating? Like, what's going on? You know, and the reason I say that is because I was having a conversation, Mario, the other day with somebody about energy drinks, right? And since we were talking earlier, we were talking about energy and how everybody's chasing energy, especially if you're into bodybuilding and stuff, and they drink these pre-workouts, and these pre-workouts are so bad for you, you know? Mm. And they're just not good. They cause vasodilation, they cause ridiculous effects on your body, but everyone's chasing energy, you know? That's the bottom line. And so if you can introduce an option where you're really targeting energy on a cellular level, that's a game-changing thing, you know, for the entire wellness industry. Like, I just feel like this could be applied everywhere.
I agree with you. This is where we want to go. And just so you know, we're not just thinking about that. We already created this whole eco-friendly technology. We want to bring this to the governmental level. That's why we are investing so much in the science, so that everywhere we go and to publish it and everything, that it becomes irrefutable. Because what we actually want to do is we want to install our equipment at the wells of the biggest rivers.
Oh, wow.
Because then all of the water down the stream would be coherent water and all life will actually thrive. We proved it. All life would thrive off it. And then all that water would enter into ocean, and give it some time, all of the oceans will become coherent. And then we would actually have a coherent planet. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, that would be a wow. That's phenomenal. I love that. I really love that. That's truly a mission, you know?
We haven't actually touched. I want to touch upon this because it's truly important. Yeah. I mentioned the environmental effects of NLMO water. So we touched upon plants, we touched upon humans, we haven't touched upon animals yet, but I don't know how much time we have. I try to press as much information as I can in the short period of time, but I want to share this.
So, yes, please.
Which actually inspired the whole human microbiome study. What we did, we actually wanted to see what happens with soil. We took a completely depleted, destroyed, barren piece of soil that was destroyed by glyphosate and all the large agriculture company toxins that they usually use to grow food, which is really an oxymoron in my eye, that we're using toxins to grow food. But anyhow, it was a dead piece of land. You couldn't grow anything on it. It was dead. So one part we watered with regular water as a control, and one part we watered with NLMO water. And then we were measuring what happens on a molecular level in the soil. So the part that was watered with regular water, we saw nothing. So there was zero change in any way or form. That piece of land stayed dead. But that's where the magic of NLM water happened. Within only 2 months, watering the same piece of soil with NLM water, there was a huge explosion of the diversity of the microbiome of the soil, so much so that the new bacteria in the soil started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it belongs.
Oh,
because
wow.
Plants use CO2 as a fuel.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, there isn't a more elegant solution to the excess CO2 in the atmosphere that we are, everybody's talking about these greenhouse gases and how we're going to treat the whole problem. You just water the soil with it. You're changing the microbiome of the soil, and those bacteria suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it belongs. Because, you know, plants, they inhale CO2 and they exhale oxygen, and we inhale oxygen. So we are part of this incredible ecosystem, and every part of it should be honored.
Absolutely. And that's so remarkable, though. I mean, I think it makes sense, because if you basically energize anything, right, it's like putting it on a boost, basically. You're boosting that bacteria in a way that's like it's never experienced before. So you're creating life that's able to now further utilize what's available to it. At the end of the day, we can only utilize so much because we only have certain capacities. But I feel like what you guys are diving into is like an increase of capacity, you know, for whatever biological system is utilizing this water, it's increasing that biological system's capacity to actually utilize water in a more efficient way. And so that's what it sounds like to me from everything you've explained. And that's remarkable because that can be applied to literally anything. I mean, I'm curious in terms of, I had mentioned ions in the very beginning of our interview, and I'm curious, like, have you guys looked at just normal ionic levels of like sodium, potassium, chloride, all of that in the human body, and if there's been any like shifts? I mean, it's keeping everything normal, right? In terms of normal physiology is concerned.
Yes, we haven't actually done studies on it, so I cannot really, we always like to do double blind placebo control, whatever we are doing, so that it's, and also publish the studies and everything. So I can only hypothesize, but what I can definitely say is that there is this extraordinary equilibrium that happens, and we notice it in all biological systems. So there is just a very palpable change. I have to make one step just to kind of finish the story of the soil, because it really has an implication on what you just said. Yeah. So it not only that there was a huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome, the key element for a soil to become nutrient rich or to become fertile, you need to upgrade dramatically the whole nitrogen cycle. And that exactly happened when when you started watering the soil with NLM water, and the total nitrogen in soil increased dramatically. So in effect, within only 2 months, you get completely fertile piece of soil.
Wow.
With nutrients, with everything. And one other really interesting thing happened is what we kind of realized in the study and noticed, that usually when the rain falls, all of the nutrients from the top layer of the soil goes to the deeper layers. But when you water the soil with NLM water, there is a huge retainment of those nutrients and minerals in the top layer of the soil where the plant can actually use it.
Wow, that's remarkable. So it changes everything.
Like everything. That's what I'm saying. Now you understand why we all feel that we are serving this water, not the other way around. Because when you see all of this, it's like, what can I do?
This is amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. I don't even want to, like, I'm going to rant for hours, but this is like, I feel like you've discovered something that's going to impact every single industry that you go into. This is phenomenal. I mean, we'll talk about a revelation. I feel like this is what all good science is about, you know? It's this desire to discover something or observe something for the very first time that is absolutely game-changing. And I'm so excited for your whole technology and what you guys are bringing to the world. This is phenomenal, Mario.
Thank you. Now you know why I was so excited in the very beginning.
Absolutely, I'm excited.
You know, it's really kind of mind-blowing. And wherever we go, we experience this. And to be honest, I haven't even mentioned all of the things that are behind it, because you know sometimes it kind of overwhelms people, but that's why I'm saying I'm so in awe of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
And all of us in company are just trying to do the very best that we can to kind of send the message out to as much people as possible so that everyone kind of can be informed about it and can get the benefit. I invite people to come to coherent-water.com, and if you want to follow our work, just jump on our newsletter, because we're constantly doing new stuff. And if you want to follow our work, that's the way to do it.
That's amazing. Our team's going to be sending out a newsletter, guys, for anyone tuning in, that's going to have all of these links in it. So if you're subscribing to our newsletter, you will get the links, and everything will also be linked in the podcast notes for this episode. So definitely check out the website, subscribe to the newsletter. This is really groundbreaking stuff. And I really encourage, if there's anybody listening in that's in the manufacturing side with cosmetics and beauty, I really urge you guys, we can definitely connect you to Mario and see if there can be some collaboration here, because this is really exciting. I mean, I'm very curious to see how this would work in topical products, any kind of cosmetic product. And, you know, not only just their efficacy in terms of, you know, we talk about skin barrier, you know, renewal and whatnot, but more so in how long will it let your products last? You know, even things like that, in terms of how quickly things degrade and how good is the shelf life of product. Because if you're changing water to be more optimized, I imagine that would also impact these kind of products.
Yes. We are actually measuring, and now we're doing a large agriculture study. We haven't even talked about that. We proved that plants develop extraordinary resilience to stress when watered with NLM water. And it's actually even progressive. The tomatoes that we were kind of growing, after 3 generations of watering tomatoes with NLM water, you almost don't need to use no pesticides. They become so resilient to any kind of invader that they just kind of push back, so to speak. They thrive.
I do my own little experiment, Mario, where I make my little kitchen.
Please
garden.
Do. You know what I invite people always to do? This is something that you can do. You have your own NLM. I always invite them to take 2 basil plants, okay?
Yeah.
And you water one with regular water and one with NLM water. You keep them separate. And after 3 weeks of watering, you cut their water supply. You stop watering both plants, the one that you water with regular water and one with NLM water. Mm-hmm. And you can even increase the stressor. You can increase the heat or do whatever. And in a very short period of time, in a day or so, you're going to see extraordinary difference in how those 2 plants look.
Wow.
The one that will water with regular water is just going to start shriveling down and start blackening, while the one that was watered with NLM water is really going to. It's very visual, so anybody can kind of try for themselves and see the effect this water has on plants.
That's phenomenal. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going
Please
to
do. It's why I actually mentioned this. You mentioned we're actually doing a shelf life and nutrient density study, a large agriculture study where we're exactly exactly measuring that? Because we already know that it has profoundly larger vitality, which directly translates into shelf life. So when you have a tomato that was grown with Enlema water, it's going to last much, much, much longer on the shelf than the tomato that was grown with regular water. It doesn't have that kind of vitality.
Wow. Wow. This is really exciting. You know, the last time I heard about water were the studies with the crystals that were done. I'm sure you're familiar with them, with Dr.
Masaru Emoto. I love his research.
Yeah. And this is what it just reminded me of that. And it's a lot of steps further, you know, and this is really, really exciting stuff. So I'm very excited for you. I mean, for the whole team. And I cannot wait to see even more studies that you guys come out with, because yeah, this is going to be groundbreaking. Absolutely. I mean, it already is, but to see it applied to like various industries and even bring it into consumers' lives in different ways. I mean, I'm just over the moon. I can't wait to see that. So
thank you. Thank you so much. This is our commitment. We're going all the way. As I mentioned, we want to bring it to the governmental level. Wouldn't it be amazing? This is our goal. For instance, you're living in New York and you open your faucet and you actually get coherent water there. We want to bring it to the municipal level so you don't even have to buy or use anything, because the way we see it, it's the water that nature intended for us to use.
And this
is also very interesting. Usually, water loses vitality when it's being driven through the piping systems that we as humans designed. But since this water is so resilient, it will actually arrive to your faucet in that particular state, no matter where you pass it through. Because as I mentioned,
all the bonds are connected. Yes, that's why.
Exactly that.
Wow. Yeah, because most of the piping is like copper piping and stuff. And it's like, you know, you get copper interactions, but if the water is linked up together, it's not going to interact with anything. It's just going to go through.
It just resists. Yeah. Exactly that. It stays harmonized within itself, and whatever it's surrounded with, it does not affect it. It just passes through.
That's amazing. This is so cool. That's so cool. I'm so excited, Mario. This is really, really groundbreaking stuff. And I would love to learn more. So if you guys have any questions, send them in, email us, let us know. And maybe we could have Mario back on for a Q&A or something. If our audience.
I would be super thrilled. I'm telling you, I already told you this. I don't know how many podcasts, but this never gets old for me. It just never gets old, because
but
it really
is. Groundbreaking. Yeah. It's like not just a discovery. This is like fundamental stuff. Water is, like you said, it's the fundamental of life. That is what it is.
I mean, fundamental level of our existence. I agree 100%.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mario, so much. This has been such an honor to host you and to learn about the amazing technology behind Enlema. I really encourage you guys listening, check out the device, check out the wand. It's a beautiful way to actually bring this into your everyday routine. I really encourage you guys. I've been loving mine. Like I said, I genuinely have been loving it, and I take it everywhere with me. So I really think it's a great investment. And also, if you want to learn more, like Mario said, definitely check out the website. We'll be linking everything, and chime in if you guys have any questions. But thank you so much, and I will be back next time.
Thank you so much for having me. The joy and the honor was all mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.